This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Three House panels have requested documents related to U.S. President Donald Trump's personal lawyers' interactions with Ukrainian officials. The AP's Mike Gracia has more on the story.
The House Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight and Reform Committees have subpoenaed President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, for documents about his dealings with Ukrainian officials. The panels also requested information from three Giuliani associates. The subpoenas are part of the impeachment investigation, prompted by a whistleblower complaint saying Trump tried to pressure the president of Ukraine to investigate the son of Democrat Joe Biden during a phone call in July. According to the complaint, in the days after the call, Giuliani repeatedly communicated with advisors for Ukraine's president. Mike Gracia, Washington.
North Korea said Monday that tensions remain high with the United States and little has been done to achieve diplomatically a year after the historic summit between the adversaries. Meantime, former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said the military must remain an option in resolving matters with North Korea.
If you believe, and you may not, that it is unacceptable for North Korea to have nuclear weapons, at some point, military force has to be an option.
Bolton, who was fired by Trump earlier in September due to policy differences, was speaking to an audience at the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies. Talks between the U.S. and North Korea broke down after a second summit in February between Kim and Trump ended without a deal. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Security sources say al-Shabaab militants launched an attack on an airbase used by the U.S. military supporting Somali forces. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
A Somali official says a suicide car bomber detonated a vehicle packed with explosives at the gate of a military airstrip that serves as a base for U.S. and Somali forces. A security official with the Lower Shabelle Regional Administration says after the bombing, gunfire was heard across the base, suggesting the base was being attacked. The Islamic extremist rebels, al-Shabaab, have claimed responsibility. The U.S. military uses the airstrip to train Somali troops and as a base to launch drones that attack al-Shabaab. I'm Mike Hempen.
A Somali government statement said no U.S. or Somali forces were injured in the attack. The U.S. Africa Command conducted two airstrikes and used small arms fire to target the militants, killing 10 of them. The New York Times is reporting President Trump pushed Australia's prime minister to help discredit Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The Times reported Monday that during a recent telephone call, Trump asked Prime Minister Scott Morrison to help U.S. Attorney General William Barr collect information for a Justice Department probe into Mueller's investigation. The paper said the FBI investigations into Russian interference began as a result of information given to the FBI by Australian officials. Barr recently began a review of the Russian investigation. Mueller's nearly two-year investigation found that the Trump campaign did not conspire with Russia to affect the outcome of the race, but he reached no conclusion on whether Trump should be charged with obstruction of justice for instances in which he may have tried to sidetrack Mueller's probe. Protesters chanted pro-democracy slogans while marching through Hong Kong Tuesday as the government hosted a ceremony marking the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China. There was a brief scuffle with police and reportedly some arrests made. Hong Kong police warned of the potential for protesters in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory to engage in violence during this week's National Day events. Hong Kong has experienced a cycle of protests since June over a now-shelved extradition bill, which has escalated into an anti-China movement. And Jesse Norman, the Grammy Award-winning international opera star, has died. Norman passed away Monday in New York at age 74. The family said in a statement the funeral arrangements will be announced in the coming days. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.